it's really where it all started for me, conducting wise. You know, I was studying violin in Montreal at the time where I first attended the Piemonte School in the summer, and those were my first experiences as conducting an orchestra. So this kind of going back after now more than 20 years is a very special feeling for me, because it's where it all started for me.
You had not conducted at all before you went to the school.
So I already had a real interest for coaching, for, you know, I had conducted little projects like the Four Seasons, Vivaldi, and things like this with friends, but I count my days at the Piemonte School as my very first time standing in front of a symphony orchestra.
So what do you remember, those first times you did that, what that felt like?
Oh yeah, well, it was the most exhilarating and yet the most scary moments of my life. You know, it's kind of this kind of love and hate moment of the best possible dream and the worst possible nightmare at once.
How very French of you!
But you know, it was Charles Brook was teaching at the time. My first visit there was during the summer of 1994. And I went back for three consecutive summers, and the following summer, actually, Brooke died, and Michael Jimbo took over the teaching position at the Montes School. So I had the privilege to really study with both incredible teachers, and of course, Maestro Brooke had this very Eastern European style of teaching, which was, you know, which was pretty tough, and which was a wonderful start for me, because it taught me about how humble one has to be in front of the music and in front of fellow musicians. And I keep this foundation of the way I approach conducting thanks to those wonderful days at the Piemonte School.
Tell me a little bit more about what you mean by approaching the music and the musicians in a humble fashion. How does that play itself out, like, for instance, when you're rehearsing with the Seattle Symphony?
But I mean, I think it's like any relationships and any dialogue, you know, beyond the musical ones, is that, you know, you have to have an ethic about how you want to live your life, and yet you're open-minded about making little variations about what those ideas are. And I think that's what I call humility. Because we all serve that bigger purpose, which is the voice and the voice of the composer. You know, that conducting is so much more about technique, and it's about opening up and letting your emotion, you know, be shared with the orchestra. And I think sometimes it's why we feel so vulnerable in that program, is that we are being encouraged always to go outside of those boundaries and just let ourselves be ourselves, which for a conductor sometimes can be very vulnerable, and a lot of conductors don't want to get to that place. And I think it's what I find magical about the culture of the teaching at the Piemonte School, is this allowing conductors to be musicians, to have feelings, to have emotions, and to share those emotions on a very raw level with the orchestra.
And it comes full circle to what you said at the beginning of our conversation about your first experiences being both terrifying and exhilarating. That's where I think that vulnerability comes in, too, as part of that experience.
Definitely. And I think that's the only way we learn about who we are as well. So this is really a gift to be able to do this in such a setting. I remember, for instance, one of my first lessons out there was, I was quite an inhibited young man, and you know, one of the first things that Maestro Brook asked me to conduct was An American in Paris by Gershwin, and I couldn't really swing, you know, I couldn't really move, I couldn't swing, I couldn't get the feeling for the music. So he had a few desks in front of me removed and asked me to pick a girl in the orchestra and dance while the orchestra was playing. And you know, those moments are life changing, because it just gets you to the next level of what making music means. And And I can tell you many, many stories like this, but this one was quite, as a young inhibited guy, you know, was quite life-changing for me.